Welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
All right, welcome to week one of Kingdom Builders. This is not a series, this is something that we are. You are a kingdom builder, and these next 4 weeks are going to be so life-changing in the history of this church and the life of this church. And specifically, there's two major deficits that I look over our 25-year history when I say grieves me, I don't know how to exaggerate it. And one is understanding what we do and what we have done and what we plan to do in doing world missions and giving outside of our church. I can't exaggerate to you how poor of a job I've done in sharing that with you over this quarter of a century. Can you believe that? Steve Moore, you are old as dirt. But the second one is prayer. It's not that we haven't been giving and haven't been praying. It's that I've not helped create that culture here. And it's so exciting to see those two things this year are going to be so much more impacting and effective in our church. And I just want to encourage every one of you to understand that even you can join prayer small groups as well. Every Saturday morning over in the auditorium, I'm going to be leading prayer from 9, no longer than an hour, from 9 to right around 10 o'clock. And we pray out things that God's put in our hearts over. We're praying for just every variety of things. But we'll always be praying for the weekend service coming up. But then also, I want to encourage every person here, if you have any kind of prayer needs, in the seat pocket in front of you, you'll see always there a prayer request card. You can fill this out. Drop it into the offering, drop it off at guest services, bring it up to a prayer partner after our service when you can receive prayer one-on-one with somebody every week. And you can put your name on it or not. If you want someone to contact you, just let us know. If you need more space, put it on the back. But here's what we do. And we just did it this past Saturday for the first time, and it was incredible. All of your prayer requests go into that prayer room. And the many, many people, there were a bunch of people that came to prayer at 9 a.m. this Saturday. They take your prayer cards. Everyone took two or three of them, and they began to pray over them personally. So when I tell you we're going to be praying over your needs, somebody is going to hold your prayer request, and they're going to bring your name and your issue before God. So if you want someone to be praying for you, please take advantage of that. It's such a great blessing. But before I get into the specifics of Kingdom Builders, let me first celebrate what you accomplished in 2018, what we were able to see God do as a church. And, you know, next generation here is everything to God. It always is, because it's everything to a parent. And God is always thinking about the entirety of his family, not just the older, not just those in the middle, not just the younger, but all of the intergenerational nature of humanity. God wanting his kingdom to be impacting all the way around. Last year, I was reading scripture where Samuel was in the temple with Eli. Eli was the high priest. He was a very old man. And Samuel was about 14 years old, and he was serving in the temple. And so as he was serving Eli, they went to bed, and three times the young Samuel heard a voice speak to him. He said, "Samuel." Well, he thought it was Eli. So he goes to Eli first time. Eli said, "Boy, it's not me. Go to bed." Second time, "I didn't say anything. Go to bed." Third time, he goes to Eli, and Eli, thinking, okay, maybe something's happening here, he said, "Samuel, next time it happens, you just answer it and say, 'Your servant is here. I'm listening.'" The Bible said in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. But then the third time that voice spoke to Samuel, he said, "Lord, here I'm your servant. I'm listening. I'll do whatever you tell me to do." And when I read that, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. And he said, "John, I will not give you the vision for the next generation." But here's the reality. God could have easily spoken to Eli. He had been in ministry for forever. But why did he want to give a fresh vision to young Samuel? Because God was wanting to do something in the next generation. Didn't mean Eli wasn't important. It meant that God was going to give something fresh to the next generation, to give them the voice, the venue, the message, the methods to touch their own generation. And the Holy Spirit spoke so strongly to my life, in my heart. He said, "John, don't ask me to give you the vision for the generation coming, but I will hold you accountable that you will train them to hear my voice." The next generation, if there's ever been a time in the culture of our world and our nation that they've needed we that are older to lay down our lives and to help prepare them, because they are fighting battles that were unimaginable to us. And the great, I'm telling you, people say, what's the greatest generation? Let me tell you, the greatest generation I believe in American history is the generation growing up right now that are serving God in this culture. They are the greatest generation, and these young people are in this church, and they're incredible people, incredible people, incredible people. And we will give it all for them. They matter to God. Last year, we were able to launch the Waymaker School of Ministry in the fall, and that's a ministry school, and what a tremendous first semester we had. The students are remarkable. We've been able to spend personal time with them. We were able to launch our Wednesday night high school group. We call it Sozo. And they have a service and they break into small groups. Parent after parent after parent has come to me telling me how much they love coming. Their kids love coming on their students on Wednesday nights. I had five of the Waymaker students come out and see me last night and tell me that how much they absolutely love Wednesday nights. Do you know over 50 adults in this church have committed to come every Wednesday night to be a small group leader for your student? Man, get your student here on Wednesday night. Do you know that also that they're now through, this is totally legal, we're not breaking any standards or laws, but students are allowed to lead in their own school's Bible studies. And we're already, right now, just in this short time since Sozo launched, we're already in three schools. And we are probably in 20 school districts, and we're not done till we're in all 20 of them. And let me tell you, that's incredible, amen? But just so you know, their vision is not to go get two people in a room and kumbaya with a piece of pizza. They are wanting to touch and impact and evangelize their school. One of the young men, Mitch Gore, he's averaging 38 students at his throughout the entire last of the fall. 38. And how about this? Mitch has led personally in his school 26 students to Christ in that meeting. Come on, man. Is that incredible? I don't know about you. There is no way I would have had the courage to do that in high school. I was too much of a chameleon. I'm telling you, this next generation of believers, they are remarkable. And I'm telling you, it's such an honor. Oh, I feel so honored to be able to pour my life into them. You've heard us say again and again about the big four. Know God, find freedom, discover purpose, make an impact. I want you to celebrate with me those four things and what was accomplished last year. I'll do the first one last, knowing God, but finding freedom, and we do that through small groups, and everybody should be in a small group. Isn't that right? Yeah. Come on, man. It's a great thing. It'll help change your life. Amazing things happen in the context of relationships. Change happens in the context of relationships. Last year, over 2,100 people were involved in small groups last year at Victory and at Discovering Purpose, which is how we actually started the Our Church Experience for this month. And that's where you can go and discover your purpose and find out how God made you and realize how he made your heartbeat so that you can live your life on purpose. In the Our Church Experience, over 200 people went through the Our Church Experience last year. Make an impact. One of the primary ways you do that here at Victory is by serving God in the context of your local church and serving. And there are people serving all over this facility today. And how many of you are so glad for the people that serve in the parking lot in the winter? Aren't they incredible? Come on. Incredible people. And so it's so important that you understand. And this whole series, Kingdom Builders, is actually about our final mission as the people of God. We are called to make an impact with our life. It's so, so very important. And also, I just want to bring this to your attention. In October, we had our first serve day, and we had 500 people in October this past year, and we went all over the region doing projects. Now, we're going to have a serve day, an annual one, every year from now on, which will be in July. This year, we're going to be believing God for 1,000 of us to literally be doing projects everywhere. If you were not involved in Serve Day, it was an incredible experience. I was with a group down into the city. We were actually cleaning out places where the homeless live. And it was an amazing time together. That's coming up. And so, but you know, the one that matters most, if you will, because it matters and lasts forever, is the first one, knowing God. Now, we accomplish that here at Victory through weekend services. And where you coming in, because I want you to know that there's never a time I come up here that I don't think about the person sitting right now in this room who doesn't know God and your heart's far from God and life has driven you to places you didn't want to be. You are in my heart every day of my life, every moment I prepare, I think of those people because that's what Jesus came. He came for all of us who were lost without him. Jesus said this about people without Christ. In Mark 16, Jesus said to them, to us believers, he said, no, you go. Everybody say, go. Kingdom builders don't talk about going, they go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Jesus said there is a heaven and there is a hell on the other side of this. Last year, you brought over almost 16,000 people to the Christmas show, and about 4,000 of those had never been in this church before. Over 900 people registered as first-time guests, and the most important number of all, 3,500 plus people gave their lives to Jesus Christ in this building last year. Come on, man. That changes eternity. It's incredible. Now, your giving has made an enormous impact outside the walls of this church, but you don't know about it. And I failed in this. And please forgive me, but I'm telling you, we're fixing it. And let me say this to you. If I were to ask you, do you know that over the years of this history of this church, we have given millions and millions and millions of dollars away into world missions, into the local church expansion, even into raising up the next generation? We have given and given, and I've never let you know. If I said, tell me the list of projects and ministries we support as a church, you say, I don't know. Well, that's okay. No, neither does anybody else. And the reality of it is I failed to inform you of the impact you have been making. And secondly, I failed to connect you with your divine purpose. I failed to enable you to be able to connect to serving God and reaching the world outside of this church intentionally. And reality as well, that I failed to provide you with a very, very intentional opportunity to give of your resources outside the walls of this church. In 2018 alone, you helped 39 ministries around the world make an impact. Let me just highlight a few things. Christopher Olam, Dunamis World Missions and Ministries, he's in multiple nations. Last year, and I've been on the platform with Christopher in meetings, one in Zambia, in Africa. Last year, and this is a very conservative number, 800,000 people gave their lives to Jesus in the open air meetings last year. 800,000, and you had a part in that. It's incredible. It's just remarkable. Over 100,000 people in those meetings were filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, man, I'd love to see that. Well, we're going to be offering you opportunities to go on more missions trips where you can go on short-term missions. And I'd love for you to be able to stand on that platform and watch 20,000 people give their lives to Christ. That's coming up for you. And we're going to make these things available for you down the road very shortly. Last year, you gave to to Tunisia, which is a Muslim-dominated nation. Christians terribly persecuted. And we were able to give $30,000 to build a pastor's school there. Pastor Barnabas, he's actually the general overseer in the Assemblies of God over all of Africa. And Barnabas alone in his church, this is a remarkable, 240 churches they planted out of their own church alone, over 500,000 people attending those churches. They're raising up, listen, this is not an exaggeration, 10,000 pastors in the pastor schools, not 10,000 members of churches, 10,000 pastors. You're a part of that. All over Africa it's going. It's incredible. These are the things I failed to tell you. Don't forgive me. Locally, the Acervo Project, human trafficking. How many of you know there's human trafficking right here in our region? And the Acervo Project dealing with that. The Pittsburgh Project, helping people with housing that's subpar and going in and helping rebuild it and make their homes livable in the city. Gleaners Food Cupboard, which is in conjunction here with St. Ferdinand's Church, where people that have food needs, it's a food pantry that we give toward. And then Hidden Harvest Ministries, Stan Mathias, who's given his life to serve in China. And about 6 months ago or so, Stan came to me and we had lunch together. He was in the States and he brought this to me and he had this box and he brought it in and it says what's inside this box is worth more than pure gold. And he was trying to explain it to me. And as he tried to, he just kept crying. And finally, he opened this up and he pulled out a book and he said, John, the Hmong people in China are an unreached people group. No one, now listen to me, has ever preached the gospel to these people, ever. He said, they don't even have a written language. He said, John, what we've been able to accomplish with the help of what you have done at Victory and in conjunction with other ministries, we not only have created the very first Bible in the Hmong language, we wrote the Hmong language. We gave them a written language, and the people now are going to learn a language. And if you know anything about the printed page, when it occurred through the Gutenberg press, it changed the world. A language has been written out of their spoken language, and they're being taught this language now. And the only book that exists in that language is the Word of God. And you helped do that last year. It's incredible. Listen, God's given us a plan to fix this deficit, and we're calling it Kingdom Builders. And I am so excited to connect you to your to the Kingdom Builders mission of this church and your 2019 impact. So take a look at this quick video. One of my favorite things about the new year is the opportunity to pray and seek God for his vision for our lives. And as I was seeking God about our call as a church to multiplication, I knew we could be doing more to build the kingdom of God. We could do something globally and locally on a grander scale. We could multiply our effectiveness and do something greater for future Christian leaders and invest in the next generation. Something that's more than just money. It's about mission. It's about people. It's making an impact. And that's when the idea of Kingdom Builders came to life. God has called all of us to be Kingdom Builders. The first thing I want you to know about Kingdom Builders is that it's global. I want you to grasp that. I don't want you to see continents. I don't want you to see a globe. But I want you to see people. I want you to see the people that need to hear the gospel for the very first time and realize that God loves them unconditionally. When I was in Vietnam last year, I looked directly into the eyes of some amazing church planters, many of whom are risking their lives and suffering terrible persecution to bring Jesus to their nation. Through Kingdom Builders, we're supporting church planters like these and are changing lives and nations for eternity. This year, through Kingdom Builders, churches will be planted in Cambodia, Vietnam, and Africa. We'll be working with missionaries like Keith Hershey, who has been used by God for decades touching the nations, and will fully fund his initiative to build an orphanage in the Philippines. We'll be working with organizations like the A21 campaign, which helps to free young women from sex trafficking. But Kingdom Builders is not just global, it's also local. Through Kingdom Builders, we're going to be able to make an impact and win people to Christ in our region through partnerships with organizations like the Urban Impact Foundation and Light of Life Rescue Mission. When I think about local, I think about how blessed we are as a church, that God has blessed this church and it continues to grow. And through Kingdom Builders, I'm thrilled to announce that we are expanding the reach of His presence. We've prayed and believe God is calling us to launch our first satellite campus in February of 2020 in the city of Newcastle. The time to multiply is now. I want to introduce you to our Newcastle campus pastors, John and Kara Owens.
Hi, Victory Family. We are John and Kara Owens, and we are excited and honored to be a part of Kingdom Builders by stepping into our calling to lead Victory's first satellite campus in Newcastle. We believe God will help us to reach in the lives of so many who are far from God in the Newcastle area to realize that God loves them unconditionally. We believe God is going to do a mighty work in this campus.
Thank you so much for your prayers and support as we start this new season of launching the Newcastle campus.
This year, we will be stepping out of our current roles as Connection Director and Office Administrator and stepping into our new roles as Campus Pastors of Victory Family Church, Newcastle.
Kingdom Builders also invest in the next generation. If you don't know this about Victory, we would and we have risked everything for the next generation. We want those coming behind us to have the same faith to do what we've done and more than we could ever do. We believe in the next generation. Through Kingdom Builders, we are fully funding our juniors and seniors in high school to go on a missions trip. That says to them, we believe in you. You are a Kingdom Builder now, and you're going to do more for God than we ever did. That's also why we launched Waymaker School of Ministry, where we train the next generation of pastors and youth pastors and children's pastors, worship leaders, missionaries, and those that are called to supportive ministry within the local church.
Waymaker is built on the belief that preparation for ministry entails more than knowing biblical facts or theoretical ministry practices. It must be practical, preparing students for every aspect of what everyday ministry requires. It must also be transformational, helping students become who God called them to be. In the first year of Waymaker, we've already seen so much growth in our students. We're so excited to see them continue to step into their calling through Kingdom Builders. In this upcoming year, we're believing to see an additional 10 to 20 students become Waymakers as well and begin the necessary training and equipping to fulfill the calling that God has for them.
You know, everything we're talking about seeing God do this year and in the coming years is all about having people realize that God loves them unconditionally. And by this, they come to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make an impact with their lives. God is calling you to step into your yes and become a kingdom builder. Get used to hearing the term kingdom builders, because it's a term you'll be hearing every week for years to come. Through Kingdom Builders, we will constantly keep before your eyes the great work of the kingdom that's being done through your efforts and to God's glory. Kingdom building is not something we do. It's who we are. We are all kingdom builders. My prayer is that by now, you're starting to get excited about the vision that's in front of us. But you might be asking, how does Kingdom Builders work? At the beginning of the year, each of us will make a pledge to give over and above our regular giving. We will give toward those pledges all year long. For many, this calling is sacrificial. For others, this calling means giving out of their abundance. For others, this calling means becoming a legacy giver and giving great amounts of money. Legacy giving doesn't set the vision, but it certainly accelerates it. Kingdom giving gives eternal reach, purpose, and meaning to our money. It says to our God, we want to build your kingdom. I hope you catch the heart of this. We are serious about our commitment to multiply the kingdom of God. Through Kingdom Builders, this year we are doubling our missions and outreach giving to $1.4 million. You know, it's really not about money. It's meaning, it's mission, it's people, it's eternity. We've been given the greatest gift in the world. And through Kingdom Builders, we are able to say, we want to share with you. We want to share the gospel with you. We want to share our resources with you. We want to make an impact in your life, because after all, we are all kingdom builders, and we're doing this for Jesus. So I want to say thank you in advance for being a kingdom builder. No matter where you are in your spiritual journey, I want to encourage you, step into your yes and become a kingdom builder. Thank you for being generous, and thank you for changing the world.
All right, man.
You know, it's such an incredible honor to be able to do the work of God throughout the earth. And this year, in 2019, we are doubling our giving outside of the walls of this church to $1.4 million. And I don't know how to exaggerate what you are doing around the world, only to help you understand it through Kingdom Builders. You have we actually gave you a project in giving guide, so you can see all the projects that we're actually doing this year. And this is when you give into Kingdom Builders, you don't designate to any specific project. Giving toward Kingdom Builders is funding all of these projects. And so I just want to ask you to understand this amazing opportunity that's in front of us as a church. That this will actually give it in front of you. And this is a 1 year, by the way, 1 year only. You'll get another one next year. And every year, you will be hearing about the projects, and we'll keep it in front of you every year. And so, but remember this from now on, generally speaking, there's only two giving designations here at Victory. When you go and you give here, or you go on the website, your general tithes and offerings, what you normally have committed to give to God, and then Kingdom Builders. Everything we do will be funded through Kingdom Builders outside the walls of this church. So I'm really excited about that. And so let me just talk to you a little bit about some of the projects in 2019, the why behind Kingdom Builders, okay? It's not what we're doing, it's why we're doing it. Some of these ministries that I'm gonna mention to you, I've known forever. I mean, some 2-3 decades. Some are very young people, and 2-3 decades ago, they were barely born on the earth. But aren't you glad that we're serving together with all generations, even around the world, amen? That's a good thing, to be intergenerational even in that. How many of you know who John and Lisa Bevere are? Messenger International. The Beveres are wonderful people, and John and Lisa will be coming back here at some point in the future. But we support and are supporting in 2019 very significantly Messenger International. We're helping them translate books into multiple languages around the world. They're in over 80 nations of the world right now. Let me just give you one brief snapshot of Iran. In Iran, they're actually, all the books that are translated into those nations, they're given to pastors and leaders all over the world, multiplied millions of dollars worth of books and training being given to pastors. Through Messenger International and their work in Iran, they're part of the movement of the underground church. The underground church is exploding in Iran right now. You're not going to hear that because of the huge persecution. You'll never be able to see the pictures of these people because of the danger involved. But you need to know right now, in 2019, you're making a difference in some of the most difficult, persecuted places on planet Earth. Another one is Mutual Faith Ministries, Keith and Heidi Hershey. I've known him for decades as well. And Keith and Heidi, two things you're going to be doing next year, projects we're going to do for them. One is we're going to be sending $70,000 to build an orphanage and actually help additionally build an orphanage in their facilities in the Philippines. The scripture says in the book of James, pure religion undefiled is this, to care for the fatherless and the widow in their affliction. And we're doing that. You're doing that in 2019. Also in Beirut, Lebanon, God had so uniquely positioned them with not knowing what was going to happen in the nation of Syria. If you know anything about the Middle East, it is such a danger zone. And they have this amazing ministry center. And I mean, one of these days, and I don't know when, but we're going to be heading over there and I'll take some of you with me that want to go. We're going to get you out of this nation to the places in the world that you've made an impact. At the end of this year, I'll be traveling over to the Philippines for the opening of the orphanage. And those of you who may want to come along, well, you can come. We'll make that available to you. You can come along with me. We are going to see the kingdom of God built in an amazing way. And we're giving $25,000 toward that the center in Beirut, Lebanon. When the war in Syria happened, the Syrians poured into Lebanon, into the city of Beirut. And now because they were positioned and ready, Keith told me, he said, John, he said, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Muslims have now come into our center. We're helping them. We're giving them needs. We're helping them get housing. But hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them have come to know Christ. Right now, it's happening in the Middle East. There is a move of God that's so incredible, and you are a part of it right now through Kingdom Builders, and you're going to be doing that this year in Beirut, Lebanon. Living Water Ministries in Angola, Africa. The Catanellas, they are doing a great work there. You know, they're going to be building an actual standalone youth center to serve the youth of their city. And when you understand the demographics of Angola, you'll know why they're doing this. 48% of the nation is 14 years of age and younger. The average age of the person who lives in Angola is 16 years old. And so they're building this incredible center. The government's thrilled that it's happening. And because they're going to be serving the next generation. You're going to be doing that this year, saving lives, changing lives, raising up leaders in Angola, Africa. It's an amazing privilege that we have. Locally, the Urban Impact Foundation here in Pittsburgh, Ed and Tammy Glover have been there for going on 30 years, and they have done such an amazing work in the city of Pittsburgh, serving these amazing, wonderful kids who have had such difficult lives that they've been born into. But they're incredible kids. I've been with these kids. They're remarkable. Can I tell you what Urban Impact has done? Their success ratio is off the chart. Over 95% upward of any student that enters into their program, graduates high school, then does one of four things. They either go to college, they go to trade school, they go to the military, or they begin training for ministry. And that's happening by the hundreds and hundreds right here in our city. Thank God for Urban Impact. Amen. It's incredible. Now, they've been down there for almost 30 years, and they've outgrown their facilities. And they're going to lose their facilities. And they've had to build. They have to build. And they've done their best not to have to do that. And from around the country, people are literally giving millions of dollars because this they are doing such an incredible job that could be duplicated in other cities. And just so you know, in 2019, you are giving toward that project $50,000. And in the next 2 years, 50 and 50, we're committing $150,000 to build in our own city and reach our own kids that are so precious before God. 2019, you are doing that through Kingdom Builders. And so we're so excited about those opportunities, as well as the ARC, Association of Related Churches. I'll give you more details in the next 3 weeks about it. It's a church planting movement that's planted over 800 churches. In the last week or two, just 25 more in the U.S. have been planted. Tomorrow mornings, Pastor Steve and I are going to be flying into Birmingham, Alabama, and we're going to be meeting with the founder president of ARC, along with their director. And we're going to be talking about how we are going to work with this church planting movement in the Northeast. We'll give you more details about that. It is one of the most pivotal meetings maybe we have ever had in the history of this church. We didn't ask for the meeting. We didn't try to get this to happen. When we began to speak out of our mouths that God has called us to plant churches in the Northeast, 120 churches in the Northeast, all the way up into Maine, doors began to fly open. And within months, these connections were made. We did not seek them. And now we're being invited into this setting, and Steve and I are going to go down, and we're going to be able to see what those next steps are. We'll be reporting to you some of the amazing things that happened. You're giving toward that this year. The junior and senior missions trips, for those students that are a part of the student ministries that come to Sozo and are connected on Wednesday nights, we are going to fully fund mission trips for them because we want our students to be kingdom builders now. I don't want them to be raised with the deficit that I created here. I want to change that now, and we're going to fully fund that. We want them to know what it's like outside the walls and the borders of our nation. Just so you know, kingdom builders, both our middle school and high school and our children down, those two groups have had their own projects. The middle school and high school, they're committing the Silver Ring thing, which is a movement about walking with God in purity. And then A21, which is Christine Kane's organization of human trafficking. That's another ministry that we're supporting. And they're raising money for that. The children are raising money for Light of Life Rescue here in Pittsburgh as we support them every month here out of Victory. And you mark this down over the next year, because Kingdom Builders is a one-year commitment to building God's kingdom out of every person in this church. You watch this. You watch. There will be students who will find ways to be able to raise $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. A student will do it, because they are going to have a heart for God and they will figure out a way. There's already students that are coming and saying, hey, I can't wait till the summer. I'm going to cut grass. Everything I make, I want to be able to put it into Kingdom Builders. You're raising world changers in this church. And praise God, we're going to have world changers right now. We're going to lead the way as moms and dads. Amen. And grandpa and grandma. You know, behind me, you'll see a map. And that map was always looked blank to you because you didn't know your impact you've been having in the world. There are about 200 recognized nations in the world. And I want you to see that you are right now, and in 2019, serving 130 nations around the world. That's the impact you're having right now, and will have through Kingdom Builders. And that's the impact I want you to know about. And Kingdom Builders is going to so help us be able to solve that deficit that I've created in my leadership. So you get used to hearing it every week. Because Kingdom Builders is going to right a wrong. It's going to fill a deficit. Now, remember this. Kingdom Builders is not a fundraiser. It is not a way to raise money. It is an opportunity for this church to set yearly Kingdom Builder goals and projects. It's an opportunity for me to constantly keep before you the vision of Jesus to reach the world. It's a weekly reporting mechanism. Every week when we receive the offering, something will be said about Kingdom Builders. You're going to have people come in from the outside, from around the world, and I'm going to have them come and tell you their stories of people you're supporting. We're going to go and see those of you who will go on the trips and be able to see those with your own eyes. Kingdom Builders, it's a pathway for every person. Everybody say every person. This is for everybody, for every person to make a yearly commitment, a financial yearly commitment, above their normal giving, with the intention of expanding God's kingdom in three areas. The first one is this: global missions. And I've already shared with you so many of the areas that we're touching the world in. And again, through global missions, I want you to understand right now you can go on some of the mission trips. They're already available on our website. You have to set about the time and raise the funds to go, but I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And last year alone, this year, through Scott Fletcher and Reach Ministries, you're planting churches all through East Asia. 15 churches in Cambodia, 20 churches in Vietnam, soon to be in Myanmar or Burma. And that's what you're doing this year through Kingdom Builders and the ministry of Scott Fletcher. Actually, he's my brother-in-law, and he's been over there for 15 years. What an amazing, amazing guy. Take a look at this brief video from Scott thanking you for being a Kingdom Builder.
Hi, my name is Scott Fletcher, and I direct Reach International Ministries. Reach stands for Reaching East Asia for Christ. East Asia has a population of over 2.5 billion people, and less than 20% have saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. One of our main purposes and vision is 2 Timothy 2:2. And that is to train faithful men who will train others. In other words, they will duplicate. They will take what we've given them, the truths that we've been impacted by, the gospel and Jesus and his love. And then they will take that and then they will reciprocate that, or they will duplicate that in their communities. And that's what they've been doing. I always like to share a story of one of the lady pastors who are part of our leadership training. Around 1976, the communists came into her village. And they took, lined every single Christian up, and they basically came to each one of them and pointed a gun at their head and forced them to deny Christianity, forced them to deny Christ. And this lady pastor, she said it was so devastating to her. It was so devastating to all the people in the village, and she was so shaken by what was done to her, she actually fainted and passed out. And when she came to, she woke up realizing that her husband was gone. Basically, she said, we figured that he was a martyr. They took him and they put him to death, which in that area, that happens. It's very heavily persecuted. People go missing during the night. What turned out 5 months later, he did return. He was still alive, but he had been imprisoned. He had been beaten. He had been commanded not to share about the name of Jesus anymore. They began praying and saying, you know, what are we going to do, you know, in this situation? And so they said, you know, the love of God impacted them so greatly that they could not withhold the message of Jesus. So they actually left that village and they went and planted a church in another village. This lady pastor, she came to me. She said, oh, Pastor Scott, she said, I don't think you realize the impact that you've carried. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, you know, we're taping all of this teaching and we listen to it over and over. And she said, it's like a spiritual heavenly food to us. It's like a treasure that we value very much. And she said, from this teaching, we have taken those teachings and impacted other communities. She said, now in our network, we planted 33 new churches in unreached villages, and they've led over 1,700 people to Christ because of the work that God has been doing there. And so I just want to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for helping aid us, enable us, strengthen us, and fund us to do the work of Christ in East Asia. We appreciate it so greatly.
That's an incredible man. You're making a difference around the world. Global missions. The second area you're impacting through Kingdom Builders is local church expansion. Now, we don't mean by that just local churches like ours growing and planting and developing. We're talking about anything in the church, the body of Christ, throughout our region here and around our nation. That's local church expansion. You've heard us talk about, of course, Light of Life and Urban Impact. But also, part of this will be our new launch of our campus in Newcastle. Man, come on, man, Newcastle, we're coming to Newcastle to serve. And this, actually, next year is when the campus will launch. All the work, all the funding will be provided this year to launch it, this year in Kingdom Builders. And we're going to go into Newcastle, and I'm telling you, we're going to have a tremendous impact in serving that wonderful city. And not only that, through Kingdom Builders, we're going to be putting probably another 4 campuses around the city of Pittsburgh, a victory. We're going to expand our reach around our own region. Now, here's something we're very careful about, though. You know that one of the initiatives of our local church expansion is that we are serving existing churches and helping them to be able to maximize their impact and break the barriers that so many churches have experienced. And so we're very cautious not to go and plant a campus where we are already helping a church. So we're very careful about that, and we will continue to be. And so here's what I want you to understand, though. Right now, through Kingdom Builders, you're serving and interacting with over 90 churches right now that you're helping break barriers. We're about in the month of March to do our exchange conference, when these churches are going to come together and we're going to help resource them. And one of those churches that you've helped through your giving, and you'll see this now multiplied over and over again, is New Life Christian Ministries in Saxonburg, right over here in Saxonburg. Pastor Chris Marshall. Take a look at Chris. Just a couple minutes. He's going to just thank you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Chris Marshall. I serve as the lead pastor at New Life Christian Ministries in Saxonburg, Pennsylvania. We started back in 2001, and at that time we were meeting in a little country church. It had been empty for a couple years before we moved in, and we took over. And when we finally found property where we could build a church, Pastor John asked me to meet him for lunch, and he said, bring a pledge card for our building program. So I did, and Pastor John, on behalf of Victory, pledged $700 a month for 3 years, which that's $25,200. And I'm happy to say y'all didn't fulfill the pledge. You exceeded the pledge. Actually ended up going for 4 years and giving virtually $34,000 to our building program, our very first one. And then back in 2014, we had been in our building for a year. It opened up in 2013. To give you an example of how important that building was, the week before we had the building, we were worshiping about 350. By the end of that year, which was in July of 2013, by the end of that year, we were worshiping over 500. So it was a major blessing to have that first building. And then we met with Pastor John in 2014. He did a 3-day consultation. And one of the things he helped us to realize, we sort of already knew it, but he helped us to really understand, is that we needed to move to that next building, the children's building, if we were gonna break some of the roadblocks that were in our way, out of the way. And that night he said, Victory Family Church is gonna give New Life $50,000 toward your next building. So that's incredible. And New Life currently is averaging about 880 people a weekend. We actually broke the 1,000 barrier the first weekend of January. So our new year of 2019, we had 1,026 people. That's adults and kids, but we're pretty excited about that. So from day one of New Life to now, which is coming up on 18 years, we're gonna celebrate our 18th anniversary in April. Every step of the way, Victory's been there. So I just am so grateful. I wanna say thank you to all of you. I know your Kingdom Builders program is gonna have a continuing emphasis on local churches. And this is one local church that you have really blessed. And I know, you know, Abraham was told by God, I'm gonna bless you so you can be a blessing. And what your church has done is fulfilled that, you know, Genesis 12 verse 3 mandate in a big way for us. So thanks and God bless you.
Awesome. You know, Victory, we believe in all of the churches that are reaching people for Christ are a part of us. And you may not know this, but just Northway in Wexford, we've given over the years over $50,000 to their programs as well, their buildings and their programs. You say, why would you do that? Same reason my right hand loves my left hand, because we're in the same body. And so you are a kingdom builder beyond the walls of this church. You have been, and you're going to continue to be. The third way you're going to impact through Kingdom Builders is that we will be making investments in future Christian leaders. That is perhaps more important than almost anything, because that is our legacy to impart to them. And I've had the opportunity to sit face to face with our Waymaker students in a room. And this year, just so you know, what I've spent the first term, me just speaking to them about, is how to hear God's voice. And I'll tell you, they're an incredible group of young men and women. And the school we trust to expand into this coming year as we raise up people and train them to do the work of God around the earth. And one such young lady you hear sing here every week is Maddie Bell. And what an amazing young woman she is, not because she has a great voice. She is just a great young woman. God's hands on her life. She's such a great person, but she also can sing pretty good too, you know. So Maddie wants to thank you. So just take a brief look at this video.
My name is Maddie Bell, and I am a Waymaker student. I came to Waymaker in the fall of 2018. And prior to that, the summer of 2018 was one of the hardest seasons of my life. I had been in ministry for probably about 9 or 10 years at that point, and it was just nonstop. I never took a break, you know, I never took a rest or took any time off. It was just go, go, go all the time. It was starting to affect my life in different ways. I would go to meetings that I had been part of for our worship team forever, meetings that I had gone to so many times in the past. But I would leave those meetings and just sit in my car and cry for 20 minutes because I just felt like so overwhelmed. I felt like maybe I wasn't called to ministry. It was just super overwhelming, and I was questioning everything, doubting everything. And so I ended up sitting down with one of the pastors that was on staff, and he was like, Maddie, you have two choices. Basically, you can either keep going at the rate that you're going, never slowing down, never taking a break, saying yes to everything, and you can crash and burn, or you can take some time off and figure some things out. So I took 2 months off over the summer, and at the end of those 2 months, I came to the realization that I was called to ministry, but I couldn't keep doing it the way that I had been. So I started looking at different programs and different things all across the country, and then was presented with an opportunity to go to Waymaker, which is right here in my own backyard. And so went to Waymaker, and I haven't regretted that decision, not one single day or second-guessed that choice. I've learned so much just after one semester. It's hard to even put it into words, just the impact that it's had on my life. I think one of my biggest takeaways is knowing that I can do ministry in a way that is healthy and sustainable, and that it doesn't feel like the weight of ministry is crushing me. And so I'm just so thankful for the chance to be immersed in an environment that is really building me up and teaching me the things that I need to be in ministry for a long time. Because for me, it's not just a short season of ministry. I want to live my life for the church. I want to live my life for the bride of Christ. But I know that if I wasn't here now, if I wasn't being trained, then I don't know that I would have made it in ministry. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's a part of Kingdom Builders. It's changed my life forever, this experience that I have. And in return, I think that my life is going to touch many. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful for this opportunity and for everyone that's chosen to steward their lives in the way that they have so that the next generation of leaders like me can change the world around us.
Amen. What a blessing. We're going to be just about 10 more minutes, so you stick around to the end. If you leave early, the Patriots will win. How many of you are just seeking God for them to lose? Jesus, let help them lose, Jesus. If you're a Patriots fan, we love... I see Patriots shirt right there. There's seats out there for... You know, we love you. You know what? Every one of us, listen, are kingdom builders. It's something you are. It is not something you do. It's not something you wait to feel spiritual about. God has already called you to be a kingdom builder. And I want to help you now to connect. Now, I'm going to show you what we're calling a commitment card. I'm not asking you to fill this out today. This is not a fundraiser. This is about you and me, we becoming kingdom builders. And I want to help you understand that. The kingdom builders is about giving you the opportunity, the mission, the calling, to be able to make a yearly financial commitment to be able to expand and build the kingdom of God. And what I want to help you to understand that when you pray, and I want you to pray about this, when you pray about, God, what would you have me do in 2019? I want it to be, think of something along this line you would pray. Say, Father, above my normal giving, just in your own heart, you would pray it out. How would you have me participate in giving toward this $1.4 million goal? How would you have me participate in building your kingdom in 2019. You see, there's probably three areas in which most of us will be giving. Some of us will be giving sacrificially out of our need. Some of us will be giving out of our abundance. And it will be money that we actually have discretionary. Some of us will be doing both of those things. And then some of you are going to be giving in a way that I like to call legacy giving. Legacy giving is where people are called with the gift of generosity. And they give significant amounts of funds to be able to expand the kingdom of God. For legacy givers, you may feel like, I want to fund an entire project. Generally speaking, we have no designation in kingdom builders. But for those who feel called to do something at that level, so I feel like I'm supposed to do that and fund that whole or in part in a significant way. That's what I'm praying for each one of us in our different gifts, our different abilities, our different capacities. And this commitment card very simply gives you the opportunity to do that in a formal way. And so I want, don't just quickly fill this out. I really do want you to pray about it. You can do this online, or you can do it when we'll make it a very formal way. You can put it in the offering if you choose, but I really, really do want you to take some time before God and to pray about it. And as we prepare just to worship God with our giving today, I want to remind you of something very simple, because you've been such a generous church. And this is just our general tithes and offerings right now. I'm really not asking you to make this commitment today. I'm asking you to begin to pray, because listen, every one of you are a kingdom builder. This isn't for the person. Listen, I don't care if you've been a Christian an hour and a half. You need to give beyond your own life now into something beyond your life, outside the walls of this church. And this is such a critical time for our world, for the body of Christ to stand and to be the light that Jesus called us to be. And we're going to be doing that very intentionally through Kingdom Builders. Because here's the reality. It's Satan's nature to steal. It's the nature of man to hoard. But it's the nature of God to give. And as a Christian, I want to be like him. When you hear me say giving, don't think money. You will never be more like God than when you give. And I don't mean just money, your life, your time, your effort, your gifts, your time, your talents. You will never be more like God than when you give your finances to expand his kingdom. God so loved the world without him that he gave, not an offering. He gave himself. He gave his very own son. And so remember that statement. It's so important. You are never more like God than when you are giving. And I don't mean money now. I mean in every area of your life. It's so critically important. Giving really does give meaning to my life. And let me tell you, it gives meaning, even eternal meaning, to your money. Let's pray over the offering today. All the ways that you give are there behind me. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. And thank you that as we move forward, trust God with me. Hear God's voice. Commit with Michelle and I as we lead you now in giving together. We are doing everything we're asking and encouraging you to do as I lead you, not in receiving an offering, but I want to lead you in giving to God's kingdom. And as we do this together, join your heart with me that we will so far exceed that $1.4 million goal, because everything raised above the $1.4 million, in fact, when you look at your guide, and if you do the addition, you'll see there's a little margin in the $1.4 million that we've already set. But everything that comes in this year will go out this year. And I'll tell you, wouldn't it be incredible to be able to put $300,000 or $400,000 into ministries that don't know it's coming in December? I'm telling you, you can make a difference in the world. You have no idea what your giving can do, but you're about to on a weekly basis through Kingdom Builders. So let's pray together and let's trust God for the privilege of being able to be Kingdom Builders together. Father, as we now receive this offering, let's stand together. Would you stand with me, please? Father, as we come into your presence, we just worship you with all of our hearts. Lord, thank you for the privilege of being Kingdom Builders, that no matter how we're in this room today, no matter what's going on in our lives, we thank you for the privilege of joining our hearts with you to worship you in our giving. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Amen. Worship the Lord as you give, so that we could live an eternal life to know you. Father, I thank you for the privilege of knowing our God. Oh, I worship you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, we would not be Kingdom Builders if I didn't give you the opportunity to enter God's kingdom. If you're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, you're watching online, or perhaps you're here today and you've never accepted Christ as the Lord of your life. You see, Jesus made it very clear there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And our sins will be paid for. We will pay for them ourselves, or we will receive the payment that he made with the gift of his sacrificial life, death, and resurrection to pay the sin debt that I could never pay. If you're here today and you've never given your life to Christ, or you're not sure, say, Pastor, please include me in that prayer. I want to invite Christ into my heart, be the Lord and Savior of my life. I'll pray for you right where you're standing. The whole church will pray a prayer out loud and together with you, with every head bowed and every eye closed, right where you're standing. Would you just simply raise your hand real high where I can see it? Thank you. Thank you. And I'll pray for you right now. Thank you. God bless you. Heads are bowed. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Listen, if you raised your hand, or you should have, pray this out loud with me where you hear it with your own ears. Jesus will come into your life. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and you will become a child of God. Your sin debt is about to vanish. Say this where you hear it. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you by Jesus Christ, and I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on a cross to bear my sin debt. I open the door of my heart, the door of my life. Jesus, I invite you in. I receive you now to be my Savior, Lord, and King. Thank you for coming. I am now a child of God. My sin is wiped away, and I am heaven bound. Amen. Amen. Give them a hand. Best decision of your life. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Victory Family Church. We pray that you were blessed by God's word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.